Welcome to Level Up. I'm Sherelle.
And I'm Danny. And this is the podcast where we talk about health, fitness, and mindset.
The first thing is poor timing. So one of the main reasons that I generally feel like people don't achieve their goals or even get some momentum is just the timing is off, and timing really does matter. And especially at the start of the year when a lot of people were setting sort of random goals, I've definitely noticed like marathons and like lots of just random things that you can just tell people like the idea of, but probably don't realize yet that they don't like the process in order to get there. Triathlons, like marathons, CrossFit, like all these extracurricular activities that they've set goals around. Like I said, is not good nor bad. It's just like whatever you want to do, but timing is really important. And I really encourage a lot of people, and I even say this a lot in the sort of my coaching space, is use January just to slowly turn the dial up. Like, let's not go all in from Jan. We've still got 11 months. Use January to get back into the momentum of things. Like, we've all had periods of time off over the Christmas, New Year's break, which is warranted and expected. So get off the rat reel of what everyone does, where they sort of like stop doing things in January and then they just go for like, the start of the year, and then they fall off again. Like, that's one of the main things, is just like pace yourself and make sure the timing for the goals that you've set yourself is actually appropriate and realistic.
Yeah, because I feel like we're different humans when on holidays. Your attention's elsewhere. You're watching different things. You're spending more time with different people. So, and I always do this when I'm sort of in holiday mode. I sort of think to myself, I'm going to start playing the guitar again, or I'm going to start drawing again, because you've got more free time, right? Yep. So all of a sudden you set these goals to do all these things, and it sounds great in theory, but then again, that time passes. The first week, as you sort of said, and your responsibilities pick up again, all of a sudden there's no way I'm going to have time right now to play the guitar. I mean, if it was an actual priority, I'd make it. But it's not. You kind of just drift off into a different mindset. So timing of the actual goal, but then timing of your mindset when you create the goal is very important too. We become, or different parts of us are more prevalent when we're in different situations. So I feel like perhaps, yes, we mentioned you need to be clear-minded to set the goal, but then try and set it when you're in a similar state to what you're going to be for the rest of the year, for example. So even when work picks up a little bit, then use that energy to create the goal, rather than when you're sitting poolside, holiday, you've got a drink in your hand. Yeah, maybe I will start that guitar again. Like, it's just not going to happen.
And like, we love those aspects of us that just are so optimistic. They're like, I've got all the time in the world. Yeah. Like you said, you're very creative and carefree. And then when it comes to the crunch, like I said, the actual nuts and bolts of what needs to happen in order to get that thing done, you really have to love it, right? And I know we talk about consistency a lot, but something else that's really important, and even a bit more, I guess, health and fitness specific, which, you know, we often talk about, is you've got to keep the main thing the main thing. And I'm big in that in every area of my life. Like, there's one thing, you know, you've got to have it. And a lot of people, like, they want to be hybrid athletes, they want to run marathons, they want to be a bodybuilder, they want to get on stage, they want to do all these things. And I'm just like going to say you can't, to be honest. Like, you can, but you won't do any of them well. So you really have to realize that. And, you know, even, I guess, in our coaching space, we do a lot of lifestyle stuff as well. So I acknowledge that people want to play sport. I acknowledge that people want to be able to do stuff. And, you know, we don't coach people strictly just like bodybuilders. I think that's so old school. We need to be able to have these things, but everything has a cost. So we also have to realize, it's like, well, you probably can't train in the gym 4 or 5 days a week if you want to start doing this other thing. Like, where's that time going to come from? Because we can't give you 6 or 7 training sessions, right? Like, it's just not realistic. So I think a lot of people think, I'm just going to add. And I'm good at this, guys. I'm really good at this. I just add shit all the time. And it's usually Luke as my prefrontal cortex being like, cool, like, where, what are you taking away then? Like, where's this going to fit in? And I'm like, shit, you know, it can't. So if you can't take anything off your plate, don't put anything on it, because we're so good at staying busy and keeping busy. Like, we're really good at it until we realize that we can't do it all. And it's usually, you know, at the back end of a collapse where things haven't gone our way and we're feeling sorry for ourselves or whatever it is. So be proactive and realize that, yes, you can do it, but you need to have one thing as a priority and the other things come secondary.
Yeah, that is so true. As you said, sort of on the back end of a collapse when we're in a different state and feeling a bit down. Or what I've noticed is in myself and in other people, particularly the visionaries, the high achievers, you know, you can think of ideas and, you know, you want to start all the businesses in the world, but then often that can show up when you're dancing around the one thing that you actually have to do. It's like you've got that one task or that one system you need to streamline or that one gym you need to join or that thing, but then you get that sense of achievement by ignoring that and then just distracting yourself with other tasks. And I'm sure we've all been there. I've definitely been there. So just try and catch yourself out. I mean, it's all good and well being that visionary, but then you need to ask yourself, well, are the cogs turning well in my current focus? Can, as you said, can I actually add more on that plate, either taking it off or just making sure that those systems run in place without my full attention? And then we expand and then we add, rather than just riding off that adrenaline and all the good feelings that come from starting a new goal or a new business. Like, make sure, how are the foundations? Are they running well? Okay, I've earned the right to add.
Yeah, 100%. Luke and I have a big principle, like in business, is if we don't bring in anything or do anything that's not going to be here in 5 to 10 years time, because I think a lot of people are like, I'm going to write that ebook or I'm going to do this thing or I'm going to do that. And I think when you've got brand and longevity and what you do, you need to be like, is this here for a longer period of time? Right. And then I'm always like, brand over business, like, you know, earning money is going to be easier if you've got a really strong established brand rather than just trying to do little things on the go. And I think this mindset should carry over in other areas, right? Like health and fitness. Am I wanting to be doing this in 5 to 10 years time? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm also one of those things where I know running's a really big goal and I'm seeing that come up a lot for a lot of people, myself included, right? Like, but I genuinely want to be able to do this in 5 to 10 years time. Like, I know I don't want to run a marathon, but it's something that I still want to be able to stay active and have some cardio in and enjoy it and be outdoors and do those sort of things. Whereas I feel like a lot of people set big goals with a short-term mindset. They go, I'm going to run a half marathon this year. But they probably don't even enjoy running. That's the biggest problem right there. But then two, they'll probably do the thing and never do it again, you know? And that's the mentality. It's like, what's actually the point? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's actually the point? If you're not going to be doing it in the long term, you really need to ask yourself why you're actually doing it as well. And I think that can help you unpack like whether it's worth your time, because even, and I know I'm coming back to running, but it's not just like a layman goal, you know, for a lot of people. It takes a lot of like structure and routine and understanding and lower limb training, and it alters your program. And there's other things that need consideration as well. If you're really going to turn the dial up in other areas, it's not something you just jump into, right? Like a lot of things like sport, like competing, like people just think it's just this, oh, just the next step. And I know it's because we're coaches as well, Danny. So we have like a lot of layers and a lot of understanding that I hadn't had in the past when I was like, I'm going to run a marathon and just do it, right? Like that was my mentality. But I think with experience and wisdom, you sort of learn to appreciate that achieving anything to our standard or what we want to do, it takes organization, planning, and preparation, right, in the right way. And then, as I mentioned, knowing the work that's got to go into stuff, if you're not going to want to sustain it or continue on with it, I just think, man, that's just a lot of pain to go through for something that you don't have any longevity in or don't have any sort of long-term lasting goals or desires to achieve in. That's my mentality. I'm not sure if you sort of have a similar thought process or whether there's anything else that's come up for you.
It's an interesting one, and I really respect that about you and where you're at in life. And you sort of mentioned having wisdom and experience, and I feel like as you do gain that wisdom and experience, your time becomes more intentional. You don't just sort of dilly-dally around because, you know, you and I have gotten to a point where we're so clear on our vision. We know what's going to be a distraction and we know what's going to be purposeful towards our goals. So my younger self definitely wouldn't have said that. Like what you said with your goals as well, I think there is an element of trial and error, figuring out who you are, figuring out if this goal is going to lead you to something else. Because when I started competing, I definitely didn't go in with the mentality that I'd be doing it for 5 to 10 years. But now I've turned down the option to compete because I know I'm not going to be doing it for 5 to 10 years. So, yeah, sure. It's when you're new to something or when you're trying to make a change in your life and figure something out, 100%, like, you don't always have to have a super, super, super long goal. But as you age and become more sure of yourself and know what you're more about, then it's not worth the time. I'm very much like, and it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, I get those feelings come up if I'm sitting down watching a movie or something, and it's so bad. It's a part of me that can annoy other people. But like, I'm like,
what feelings?
Like, it's not a long-term thing. I'm just going to sit, do it. Like transactional time experiences sometimes, but you know, that's what being a human is. But like, even Paul and I last night, we went bowling, and the parts of us coming up were like, we're trying to work out which technique is the best to get a strike. Yeah. and like, okay, maybe I need a heavier ball, so we're chopping and changing. Maybe I can't swing my arm as much. And I'm like, fuck, how did I become this person? And he was even saying, maybe I should get a bowling coach. Like, so what was just meant to be like a random little date that we went on,
yeah,
ended up, we had that long-term goal, because his words were, well, if I'm going to commit to this, you know, maybe I'll get a coach. I'm like, you're not getting a bowling coach, mate. But it's that exact part that you get when you have such experience and high standards on what you're doing with very intentional time, because we have that mentality. If we're going to do something, well, we may as well commit.
You know? We may as well be professional bowlers.
Exactly.
I went bowling for the first time. I think it was like, maybe like 6 months ago with some of the girls. That. I know. Oh, guys, I'm pro. I was so good. I was very impressed with myself.
Wait, did you have the bumpers up or down?
No, down.
Okay,
that's cheating. That's for the kids. You can't
did you use the ramp?
Bumpers up. The bumpers up. No, I've always said this, but Luke, you pick up a bat, a ball, he's like exceptional. It's like ridiculously annoying. He doesn't do anything, and he's good at it in terms of sports. So it's the competitive nature of me just like watching his technique and being like, I'm gonna nail this. But I think something I was thinking about is, I feel like the difference in that, Danny, is the extreme of the goal when it comes to it. And, you know, the solution for a lot of this poor timing stuff is just making sure that you can start small and be realistic and review goals regularly. Like, bowling's, the stakes are low, right? Like, running a marathon is like, the stakes are high. So the extreme nature of the goal is going to be very different in terms of like what failure or quitting actually looks like, because I think a lot of people lock themselves in and they commit to stuff and they tell people they're competing or they do all this stuff that makes the stakes really high. And it makes like quitting impossible, to be honest. Like, you announced you're competing, you started prep, you've hired a coach, like you're in. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like a bowling or doing a 5K fun run, like that's how we actually start small. And a lot of people get it wrong. They really do set big ambitious goals right from the start and they feel nervous and it feels good and they get addicted to that. But they don't realize that long-term sustainable change should actually feel quite easy. That's the science of habits. Like, the science of habits is like, it should feel like 10 out of 10, I can do it, because then we do it and then we progressively overload the habit, right? Whereas a lot of people have it just flipped around and they try to do big, ambitious things and they fail and they repeat the cycle. And that's what the majority of people do in the fitness industry. Unfortunately, they set the bar so high that when they jump, they're of course not going to get there because it's ridiculously high and ambitious. And then they feel like a failure, then they do nothing and they sort of just repeat the cycle as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really well said.